I want to bring the message this morning from Exodus chapter 12, Christ our Passover, is the title of the message. The Passover lamb was a very eminent type of the Lord Jesus Christ. It set forth His person as meek and lowly and the spotless. Jesus Christ was spotless, the Lamb of God. He's the one the Passover lamb represented. He is the true Passover lamb. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. The Passover was instituted by the Lord. It's the Lord's Passover. It degenerated into being called the Jews' Passover, but it's the Lord's Passover. And it marked the beginning of each year. This is the proper way to start each year, is with Christ. His people gathered around the Lord's table, taking the bread and the wine, which represents the broken body and shed blood of the Passover lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. The wine and the bread do not turn into His body. They just represent it. And this is the best way to start the year. Not drunk, not out partying, but giving thanks unto God for His many, many blessings in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this ordinance was given to all of Israel to observe. Even so, all who believe on Christ are to partake of the Lord's table. The only fence around the Lord's table is faith. Do you believe? If you do believe, then partake of it. If you do not believe, it's not for you. Now it says in verse 4, if the household was too small, then they were to call in their neighbors to eat it with them. And notice it says, if the household is too small. It doesn't say anything about the lamb being too small. We will never have to worry about running out of something to feast on in Christ. He's more than we can comprehend. He's more than we can eat. This also says something about getting the gospel out or getting people to come and hear the gospel. They were to go out and bring their neighbors in. Even so, we are to get people to come and hear the gospel or to send the gospel out as we are doing right now over the radio. This is good news. We have good news to tell to sinners. There's forgiveness of sins. There's mercy. There's pardon. There's justification through the blood and righteousness of the Lamb of God. And the only hope any of those firstborn of Israel had was to be under the blood of that Passover lamb. And even in this day and any other day, the only hope a sinner has is to be under the blood of the Passover lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now they were to count the number of people who would eat so that there would be nothing left. We are to receive all of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says the lamb was to be without blemish. It had to be sound. It had to be not blind and not broken and not sick and not bruised. Why? Because this shows the perfection and innocency of Christ, in whose lips was found no guile. He knew no sin, the scripture says. He knew no sin by action. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. He knew no sin by birth. The sin of Adam did not enter into his birth. The human nature of Christ, the body of Christ, was begotten by the Holy Spirit. Nothing sinful entered into him. He was as a lamb without blemish and without spot. He had to be perfect for God to accept him as our substitute, as our mediator, as our high priest. He had to be perfect. God cannot accept anything or anyone short of perfection. And we have that perfection in the Lord Jesus Christ. In him, all of God's children are perfect. In Christ they are. It also had to be a male. This shows that the Messiah must be a man. Why must he be a man? Because by man, Adam, sin entered into this world, and by a man, satisfaction must be made to God's broken law. And it's not just any old man or any ordinary man. It has to be a perfect man, the God-man. And it could only be a year old, this lamb that they were to choose for the Passover. It could only be a year old. Why? Because it shows forth the youth and vitality of the Lord Jesus Christ. This lamb could not be old, which is a sign of decay and death, but young and full of life. This shows forth Christ's eternality. and that he did not die out of weakness due to old age, but rather he gave up his life. He laid down his life willingly for the sheep. He said, no man takes my life from me. I give it up of myself. And this lamb, this Passover lamb, was to be taken from among the sheep or the goats, showing that Christ must be taken from among his brethren. This shows that Christ, the Son of the living God, must become incarnate, because the Messiah had to come from among his brethren. He had to be bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh to be a proper representative, to be a proper mediator, to be a proper substitute. He had to become bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And then this lamb was to be kept up for 4 days. This was done in order for them to observe it and see and make sure that there was no blemish in this lamb that was about to be offered unto God as the Passover lamb. The Lord Jesus Christ lived for 33 years, and he was observed by God and men, and neither found fault in him. God said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And Pilate said, I find no fault in him. And then it says in verse 6, the whole congregation was to kill it in the evening. Why the whole congregation of Israel? Because it was for the whole congregation. And because they were all partakers of its death and of the benefits of its death. And everyone whom God saves, they are partakers of his death and the benefits of his death. They enjoy the blessings of his sacrifice, such as pardon, peace, forgiveness, justification. All of God's elect enjoy those things through the Passover lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the killing of the lamb in the evening shows that Christ came and died in these last days. And after the lamb had been killed, the blood was to be put on the two side posts on the upper door of the house, wherein they shall eat it, not on the floor to be walked on. But this shows that the blood of Christ must be received by faith, and that it must be continually before us. No one could enter that house without seeing the blood. And I can assure you that where the blood is, there is faith in the house where it's eaten. Where Christ is feasted on, his blood is sprinkled and applied. Shed blood must be applied, or it will do us no good. It must be applied by the Holy Spirit and received by faith. And the flesh was eaten, it says, that night, just as Jesus Christ is to be received when he's preached. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. There might not be a tomorrow for you. There was no tomorrow for the firstborn of Egypt. And note the suffering of the lamb here. It was to be roasted with fire, showing how that Christ must suffer the fire of God's wrath against sin. His soul suffering was far greater than his physical suffering. He endured the hell of God's wrath on the cross. His soul was made an offering for sin. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And for someone to say that people wind up in hell for whom Christ died for, it's evident they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know who he is and what he did. It also says here, it shall be eaten, roasted with fire, showing that we must receive Christ crucified. We must receive Christ crucified with sincerity. It says unleavened bread, that's sincerity. That's what it represents here. Sincerity, not hypocrisy, not a pretense, not a show of, but true heart worship and heart faith in Christ. And it's to be eaten with bitter herbs, showing that Christ is not only received by faith, but with a repentant heart and sorrow over sin. No one ever believed on Christ who was not sorry for his or her sins. Faith and repentance cannot be separated. And then it says, eat it not raw or mixed with water. First of all, don't water down the gospel to get people to accept it. Leave it as it is. It's God's gospel. There's nothing wrong with it. The whole problem was with us, not the gospel. And don't mix your works with salvation. Salvation is by Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. Don't add anything to it or take anything away. It's Christ and Christ alone is my salvation. And there's no separating of Christ. We are to receive Him as He is, all of Him. And it was not to be left until the morning, probably to keep them from using it in a superstitious manner. It was only a type. But people like to worship. People will worship anything. If you could find the ark that Noah was on, or if you could find the cross that Christ was nailed to, people would make an idol out of it. And the best thing you could do, if you found them, was burn them. Christ is to be worshipped, and He's to be worshipped in spirit and truth, not with pictures on a wall or crosses hanging around your neck. He's worshipped in spirit and in truth, not with trinkets and religious paraphernalia. We worship Him from the heart. And they were to eat it with their loins girded, that is, sober-minded. We are to be always ready to give an answer for the hope that we have in Christ alone. And they were to eat it with their shoes on their feet. Why? Well, this shows that we are pilgrims and strangers here below. They were about to leave Egypt. They were not going to stay in Egypt no longer. Don't get comfortable here. Listen to me. You who truly believe on Christ, don't get comfortable here. You're about to leave. This is not home. That's why we're to eat it in haste. Eat it when we're given, when it's given to us. Eat it in haste. This is not home. We're about to go home. And He says in verse 12 and 13, the blood shall be a token for you. This is the good news. God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Thank God when He sees it. I don't always see it. There's still too much sin and flesh in me. But God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. It is His blood that saves us from the wrath to come. Jesus Christ is the true Passover Lamb. And there's good news to sinners. Good news to those who need mercy, those who need pardon, those who need cleansing. There's good news in the Lord Jesus Christ. For under the blood of Christ, we have the forgiveness of sins, pardon, justification. We have all we need to stand before God through the Passover Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. Until next time, may God bless His Word.